Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we first started this, almost 30 years ago, I would have never dreamed where it would take us. People's lives that would be intertwined forever. The gifts that you would see given, the generosity of human beings. The terrible situations that have happened. And you get connected with people. And over the years, Jake and I and everybody on the show have gotten connected to people that we've helped, people that we never knew before, that we only know through text or phone call or email. And let me take you back to last year. There was a letter that you guys helped with. Jake had brought to me, and it was about a young man named Maddox. This is from last year. He had started to complain of minor headaches, and they became an occurrence, and they just wouldn't go away. So they took the little guy to an eye doctor. The ophthalmologist thought his eye muscles were overcompensating for a weaker eye, and then he needed glasses. So they went that rate, and then it didn't stop. It only got worse. So eventually, they were scheduled for an MRI, but you wait forever. Mm-hmm. And it was 3 months. And the terrible news came back that the little boy had a large tumor, medulloblastoma, stage 4. And the doc said, I can get it all, but we have to do it right now. We have to take it now. And he did a six-hour operation. It was December 16th of last year. And they got the whole tumor. They ended up getting behind on their mortgage, their electric bill. There's Maddox, he's 4 at the time, Cadence and Arlington. And so you guys did wonderful. You took care of Christmas gifts. You took care of everything. And a letter had come in. Yesterday. I said, I don't know if you remember me, but this is Clint. It's Maddox's father. You helped my family and our little boy. Unfortunately, December 7th, our 4-year-old Mighty Maddox lost his fight with brain cancer. Second. He fought so hard, and he actually beat the cancer initially. Unfortunately, months after beating it, the cancer came back with a vengeance. Mighty Maddox truly fought so very hard. Even though he was just even though he was just 4 years old. He inspired many others to fight just as hard as he did, as well as touching the hearts and minds of many more. I'm truly grateful to you guys, you, the listeners, and the people of Kansas City for giving us a final Christmas with Maddox. It was unforgettable, and we will cherish it for the rest of our lives. Personally, I just wanted to give you an update and say thank you for giving our family a gift we can hold on to forever. So the reason I bring this up, guys, is I wanted you really, everyone to know what you do is so important, guys. It changes lives. And we can't take away all the bad stuff in this world. But you can still help ease people's pain. And you can help the journey that sometimes we just have to take in this life. So Jake was speaking with Clint, who just lost his son. And let me, if I can. Hey, Clint, it's Johnny. I'm sorry, man. Jake was sharing your letter. I didn't realize that we lost Maddox on the 7th. And I'm so sorry, brother.
Thank you. I just had I just reached out to you guys because I just wanted to thank you guys for you and the Kansas City area just for giving us such a memorable Christmas with him last year. And unfortunately, this year we won't be able to have that memory, but
I really thought we were through it, man. I know that we had stayed in touch, and they got the whole tumor. He went through radiation, and they said he was clear, and it came back three months later?
Not even. It was 2.5 months. He was 2.5 months. He was in remission, and we thought we had it beat, but it came back, and it originally started with one tumor in his brain, and when it came back, it ended up with over 9, and it covered over 3/4 of his spinal column. So it just came back, and it overran, and
I'm
so even after that, we went into treatment, and I think probably one of the most heartbreaking things was when we went into the doctor, and they told us the news, and then we had to break the news to our son, and he just looked at us, and he goes, "Am I okay?" And we go, "Sorry, buddy, your cancer's back." And he just threw his head back and just broke down, and after a few minutes of tears, he looked up and he goes, "I'll be okay. I'm Mighty Maddox."
Yeah. Okay, man. Listen, we're all family now. I know that you just were letting us know what happened with Maddox and that he has just passed. But Jake had shared with me that you are you're having him cremated and that it's not been paid for, and that they've agreed to let you make payments and worked with you. Hold on a second. Just stay right there. Hold on. Jake, come here. I know he's not asking for anything.
Yeah.
The reason I started this conversation was I wanted people to know what you do. And why it really matters. Every $10, every $100, every dime that goes into this goes right to somebody to just try to get them through a moment. And obviously not all are as heavy and as terrible, and it's hard to deal with this as a little guy passing from cancer. And this world is not fair, and it is random. But there are things you can do. I know that they're a couple grand behind, and, you know, this fight doesn't stop. He didn't ask for anything, and I wanted to make this incredibly clear. He wrote this letter to us personally, not through Hope, personally, to let us know what had happened, because we spend so much time, Jake especially, so much time on the phone with people, vetting, discussing, finding out, how can we help, where will it go, how does it work, what is real, what is everything is going on. And because of that, you become emotionally attached to people. It's all real. This isn't just a letter to be read. These are people, and they're always with us, always.
I'm worthless to come in and talk about it, because, I mean, yesterday, it's just two dads talking about their kids.
All right, well, here's what we can do. You stick with it till the end. And I know that he's a couple $1,000s off on some funeral expenses, and this fight has been going on all year. And that means he's had to keep his job, he's had to pay for his kids, he's had to make sure he's covered his medical expenses, he's had to take care of Maddox all the way through. And if anything, our final gift to Maddox, let's just handle this, okay?
Okay.
So
let's see what you want to do here.
Give me a couple grand.
Got it.
It's
you put a number down and I'll take it.
No, let's just all right. So let's take care of this one last thing, guys. I know this isn't a happy one, and I know this doesn't end in triumph, but all you can do is make sure you're there for people, even when it's not the great ending. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Johnny. My name's Emily. I'd like to donate $350.
Okay. All right.
My coworkers and I wanted to gather up some money. One of our other coworkers lost her son earlier this year, so we wanted to do this for Maddox.
Yeah, I truly apologize, guys, for hitting you with this one so heavy, but it just seemed like, you know, I wanted everyone to know the good that they did bring that family in that entire year that they helped bring with Maddox. And again, it really does matter the things we do and the money that you give and the moments that you reach out. You do change lives. And it may not be exactly what we'd hoped for, but it always brought good. And I thank you for it, Emily.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Take it to any U.S. bank. Put it in. Tell them Hope for the Holidays. All right. Let's go. Let me just get this done. Shelby.
Hi, I want to donate $100 to the fund, please.
Good girl.
This story just really touched me. We're trying to become parents, and just thinking of that just really breaks my heart. I'm so sorry for their loss, but I really want to help.
And you are. And that's, again, bills getting paid is an important part of this process, but sometimes I also think it's just knowing you're not alone and that people do care and that people do love you. Even strangers that don't know you are thinking of you, and you're not just sitting there by yourself experiencing the pain by yourself. I think a lot of times that's what this whole thing does.
Shelby, did you say, how much did you say, Shelby, again?
$100,
thank you,
please.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I want to throw in $500. I'm a dad, and I can't even imagine losing one of my kids, so I want to do whatever I can to help.
Thank you, brother. What do you do for a living?
I have a printing company out in Lenexa, and we've had a good year, so I'm in a position that I can definitely do it.
How are your kids?
Oh, everybody's healthy. I'm blessed on every level, so you hear something like this, it just really tugs at the heartstrings.
Appreciate you, man. Stay right there. Hold on. Hey, Cody?
Yeah.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I want to give $1,000 to help this family. I've got a 2.5-year-old, and he's my world. I just can't imagine doing Christmas in their situation.
$1,000. What do you do for a living?
We own a construction company here, and the community has been really good to us, so we're happy to give back if we can.
I'll tell you, man, it's I can't imagine how terrifying it is to have a 2.5-year-old, and you think about the random nature of this life, and that there is nothing, there's no cause or effect. It just happens sometimes, and the idea that you could lose something so innocent and so young and so beautiful and so worthy of life is it's terrifying.
Absolutely, nobody should have to deal with that, but sometimes that's the world we live in, and happy to help where we can, man.
You're good, man. Appreciate you, brother. Stay there. U.S. Bank. Yep. U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays. So we should be within $100?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I got it. James.
Hey, Johnny.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to kick in that last $100. Got through. My kids are alive, and I'm happy to contribute, save all year. Wanted to kick in on this. I'm glad to get an opportunity to share with the program here.
So how long you been doing this with us?
Oh, you know, this is the first time I've ever gotten through.
Hey, you know, and it's when you're part of this and you help people, and I'll tell you this, that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring this. And we really talked about how to present this to you guys was, it's so important what you do, and even when the outcome isn't what we wanted it to be, I just want everyone to know what the gift that they do give and the relief that you give, even if it's not the ultimate that we want for everyone, it matters so deeply. And again, to let people know they're not alone. They're not going through this by themselves.
Well, it's great. It's great to share and to be a part of what's going on and to show some gratitude and hopefully a guy will have a better day, and
he will.
That's all we're looking for.
Stay there. Hold on. Okay. Hey, Clint. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I know that you wrote us to just share with us about Maddox, but again, sometimes all we can do is what we can do, and we're going to take care of that for you. But I just want you to know that you're not forgotten. Maddox will never be forgotten, and you're part of this now.
I just wanted to reach out and tell you all how grateful my family and I were to be blessed by you all in Kansas City area, and it's just amazing how everyone came together for us last year to give us one last great Christmas with our son. It's definitely one of the best memories we have with him, and here you guys are doing it again. This was totally unexpected, and we thank you. Thank you to everybody. We could not be more
it's okay.
More grateful.
It's family, brother. And I wish it could be more, and I wish we could do more. But just all you can do is wrap your arms around your kids.
Yeah. And, cherish.
Yeah.
Cherish them. Hug them. Hold them.
And your wife. And and just, you know, my uncle used to tell me that people never die until you stop telling their stories. So just close the circle, put your arms around them, tell the stories.
Yeah, this boy, he has touched so many people's hearts, just his goofiness, his silliness, his love, his many expressions on his face that he would show to people. Just, he had definitely made his mark in 4 years than I could ever hope to make in a lifetime. And he's truly going to be missed.
All right, brother. I love you, man. Stay right there.
Sorry to die.